There's a slightly different account of the resurrection in all four of the Gospels, and this morning's reading from Mark. Here's the specifics that we just read. After the Sabbath was over, there was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. They went to Jesus' tomb to anoint Jesus' body. It was very early in the morning. The sun had just risen. They wondered who would roll away the stone from the entry to the tomb. And when they got there, the stone was already rolled away. Then they went in, and they saw a man dressed in white. It scared them. The man told them not to be afraid, that Jesus wasn't there. He had been raised. Then the man told them to go tell Peter and the rest of the disciples that they would see Jesus in Galilee. And the women ran out in terror and amazement, and they kept their mouths shut. There it is. That's the account of the morning of the resurrection of Jesus according to the Gospel of Mark. And the last line of this morning's reading, if you were following along, it's the last line of the Gospel of Mark. It just ends there. Well, the earliest and most reliable manuscripts of the Gospel of Mark end right there. And if in our Bible there's a little bit more after there, but it even says in the footnotes, this is where it ends, and then there's something written later that sort of got added to it, the rest of the story. But the earliest, most reliable manuscripts say that. They were afraid. They said nothing. No appearance of Jesus to the disciples. No ascension into heaven. No promise or great commission. The things that we're used to when it comes to Easter. This gospel ends in fear. No closure. It reflects what the earliest followers of Jesus spoke of and wrote down. Mark is recognized as the oldest of the Gospels, the first written account of how things happened. So this is the one that the earliest followers had. It's the story that they shared, and then it finally got written down, well, several years later. But the earliest followers of Jesus didn't know what really had happened, and they didn't know what any of it meant. So this is the story that they shared. They knew the tomb was empty, and they knew the story, Jesus has been raised, but they were afraid. Question, who does the gospel say went out in terror and amazement and said nothing? Who was it? Anyone remember? You were reading along, right? Yeah. Mary Magdalene, who else? Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. Yeah, those three. Now, I am sure that Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome were afraid. I'm sure they didn't say anything to anyone, at least for a time. Well, because we wouldn't have even the part of the story that ends with they didn't say anything to anyone if they had said nothing to anyone, because it would just end right there. So how long can you hold news like that, even if you're terrified? So they said something. The other Gospels are a testament to them saying something. The story being told over and over and over again, and finally the story being written down is a testament that they said something. It's not right away. But we still have this Gospel written as intended, ending with verse 8, it's this note of terror and amazement, shaking and bewilderment, trembling and astonishment, beside themselves, head spinning. That's it. That's all you've got. So what now? What do you do next when that's the story? I think that it's very likely that Mark ends this way to spark conversation, because the earliest believers had conversation. They were exploring the story. They were trying to figure out what it all means. We're still trying to figure it out, but especially then, they were wrestling with it. And Mark ends with a way that sparks conversation. It sparks conversation about Jesus. It did spark conversation about Jesus. Because see, it's okay to be afraid when it comes to following Jesus. It's okay to go, I don't get this. This is unnerving. It makes my head spin. I'm terrified. It's okay to have lots of questions. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to not get it. It's the resurrection. I mean, we are people of faith, but we're also people who live in a world of science where dead people don't come back to life, right? And there are plenty of theologians who say Jesus died and then his resurrection is more of a metaphorical thing, or we're not really sure what that exactly means. Well, I believe that Jesus really did come back to life. But I also wrestle with how can someone come back to life? I know we've got the story of Lazarus in there. We've got the story of the girl who had a fever who came back to life. But really, I mean, just in general, doctors can't do that. And so you've got to say this is one of God's miracles, and the resurrection is a huge deal. But ending the Gospel of Mark with this, he's not here, he's been raised, go and tell, no vision of Jesus, they're terrified. It lets there be conversation and wonder. Say, what really happened? Without saying that Christianity is not a great thing, or without saying that Jesus really is raised, but not knowing exactly how it all shakes out. It's okay not to get it. There's that announcement. He has been raised. He's not here. So they asked the question, and the people still talked back then. Did he come back to life? Did someone steal his body? Where is he? They didn't know for sure. But there was this hope. There was this wonder. There was this awe. Then there's the instructions. Go and tell his disciples and Peter. And I wonder why it singles out Peter. Like, he did something wrong. You know, the whole denying Jesus three times. Maybe it was like, go and tell my disciples and Peter. Or maybe it was, go and tell my disciples and Peter, as in Peter's the leader. But Peter is singled out there. Is he better than the rest? Is he worse? You'll see him in Galilee. How? Where? How can this be? What is happening? How are we going to see Jesus in Galilee? The other Gospels are a testament of what happens next. And they see him in Galilee, and Jesus spends time with them. And there's all kinds of great resurrection stories throughout the Gospels, but Mark doesn't have it. See, this account of the resurrection isn't about understanding it, having the right theology about it, having the right attitude about it, not having doubts about it, or being at peace about it, because this Gospel has none of that. It's not at peace. It's in fear and terror. It has doubts. It doesn't know. I don't know about the attitude, but the women certainly ran off in terror. They weren't gleeful. They didn't understand it. It's about talking about it. Jesus is risen. What now? Terror and amazement, shaking and bewilderment, trembling and astonishment, beside yourself, head spinning. You just got to talk about it. God loves it when you talk about it. And we can live it. God loves the whole world, and with God's help, we can too. So we can do something. We can talk about it. We can say something. Because they said nothing. Amen.